91X News.
It's 19 degrees and partly cloudy. I'm Miller Reynolds with 91X News. In the spirit of autumn, three Canadian authors will be heading to Belleville this weekend for Harvest Fest. Hamilton's Hugh Cook, Toronto's Kristen Den Hartog, and Kingston's Kathleen O'Hara collide for an afternoon of bookish delights. Stephanie Vandermeulen, a bookseller at Greenlee's Bookstore, says Cook and Den Hartog have a connection close to Belleville.
Both Dutch. That actually is kind of a big factor, that they're Dutch authors, because it's informed their writing hugely, but also we have quite big Dutch communities around here.
The writers will be reading from their new books, taking questions from the audience, and signing. The Harvest Fest reading starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Greenlee's Bookstore. Quinte Secondary School will once again team up with Quinte Home Builders Association to build a house in Belleville. This will be the seventh consecutive year for the structure construction program at Quinte Secondary School. The program allows for students to work alongside skilled trades workers building a three-bedroom home. Carrie Donnell is communications officer for the Hastings Prince Edward School Board.
It's such a tremendous opportunity for students to get real-world experience at constructing a house.
The students will work on the house from now until late January. Team White Balance stole the show last night at Loyalist College's second annual 48-hour film festival. They were given 48 hours to complete their movie, The Ladling. The spoof horror film about a killer with a ladle and pumpkin mask won over the crowd. Third-year television and new media student and Team White Balance crew member Liam O'Neill learned a lot from the experience.
I learned that doing a video festival that you're really not interested in will probably win you $100 at some point. It's awesome.
Each member of the winning team received $100 for the victory. A combination of audience voting and YouTube views determined the winner. An event intended to bring exposure to the sexual violence in the lives of women is set for tonight. Take Back the Night is put on by the Sexual Assault Center of Quinte, Quinte Healthcare, and Three Oaks. Tonight's program will include stories from three local women who will share their experiences, as well as a march where women and children are encouraged to join. It happens in Belleville's Market Square tonight, beginning at 6 p.m. Elise Heineman for Sexual Assault Center for Quinte and District explains the event.
By the time we get to the part where the actual march, people are usually pretty charged up at that point because it's a chance for us to march and to holler and to do our chants. And right on the street, downtown Belleville, and I know that it kind of ties up traffic for a little bit, but it's usually very, very well received, and we usually get a lot of support.
That's 91X News to 402. Here's Steph Crozier with sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X Sports. In Junior A hockey, Whippy and Kingston play at 7 p.m. tonight. Burlington and Brampton play at 7:30, and Amherstview visits Picton also at 7:30 in Empire B. In OHL hockey, the Belleville Bulls are traveling to Peterborough tonight to take on the Peets at 7:05. Other games include Kingston against Brampton at 7 p.m., Mississauga in Niagara also at 7, Saginaw at Windsor at 7:05, and Owen Sound in Barrie at 7:30. There are eight games in the NHL tonight. Canadian teams playing is Ottawa against Boston at 7 p.m. Montreal welcomes Tampa Bay at 7:30. Calgary is hosting Phoenix at 9, and Vancouver is in San Jose at 10:30. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series heads down to Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware, this Sunday afternoon for the running of the AAA 400. Sprint Cup driver Jimmy Johnson says he's ready to go.
You're going so fast there. When something goes wrong, you hit the wall hard and probably collect someone or more with you. But I look at Dover as a huge opportunity. That's been a great track for me over the years. We've won a lot of chase races there. It's my favorite racetrack, and I smile when I think of Dover. I'm ready for it.
The Canadian Olympic Committee is bringing out the red mittens again. $3 from each pair of $10 mittens will go towards supporting Canadian Olympians preparing for the 2012 Games in London. Last year, more than 1.6 million pairs were sold by the Hudson Bay Company, contributing $4.9 million in funds to the Canadian Olympic Foundation. Remember to send us your team league team or league scores, email sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Miller Reynolds with 91x weather.
Variable cloudiness this evening with a low of 15 degrees. Overnight will be cloudy with showers and a low of 14. Friday morning will have scattered showers and a low of 15. It's currently 19 degrees. I'm Miller Reynolds with Steph Crozier, 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.